Chazal say, "Tris poischim bechvoid achsania." So I want to say it's dvorim pshutim. Sometimes you really don't have to pesach bechvoid achsania, but if Chazal say to do it, so it's the right thing to do. Well, last year, exactly a year from this week, from this minute, Motzei Shabbos, where Malav Malki Baramotcha and his family, it was really the first time that the Mir made that event, not a collecting event, in Toronto, the first time. And Mordechai opened his house, and from the first people that jumped in and said, "I want Malav Malki to be my meat." I knew Remotcha already for a year maybe, from the Yachikale. So this was all about a year. Okay, maybe you heard of maybe 100 shirim on the CD, but and look what happened after a year. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, Moshe Katz was here, the Rosh Hashiva was here, and this became the host of the Mir in Toronto. Chazal say, they say, well, one of the Gedolim said, he's not scared to do a mitzvah, he's scared from the Gereres. How you know if a person is doing the right thing or he's not doing the right thing? Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Aveiro gereres aveiro. A lot of time when a person does something, you don't know he means himself, he means thus, and yet. It's very hard to know what the person is doing, why he's doing it, how Lashem Shomayim is into it. But when you look at the gereres, you look at the train that is following, then you could see if the mitzvah that a person is doing the mitzvah with the right kavanah, or he's not doing it with the right kavanah. So when we see what happened, the shaykhs, and the connection, how many times coming to us as well to learn chutzun the yarchikale. So we see taken that mitzvah gereres mitzvah, I think for myself as a limud, how a person makes one step in the Ribbono Shel Olam, makes everything to follow after it. So I think this is the Poischim Bechvoid Achsania. I want to start with Minig. It's Chassidish Minig that you say Maisim and Mosi Shabbos. I heard once from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he said, "Pshat, why?" He said, Shlomo Zalman said it, you could say it over with Shlomo Zalman, you know, maybe I met Mechilim. He said, for two reasons, he said. He said, because in Shabbos is the Yisrael Noilat. So, Mele, in Shabbos, we told him, Zog, Shlomo Zalman, I said. Mosi Shabbos, you could say. Although he said, Ander Nusach, he said, that stated that in Shabbos, Afula HaMa'orif doesn't lie. He said, "Mosi Shabbos, gleich, you have to say over the story." I don't know if it's true or not. It's from Ephraim Kiever, told me b'shem of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Ephraim Kiever is the one that written the Chiddush of Chaim Stenzel that we have, and he was sick. I went to visit him Mosi Shabbos. I was a little kid, and these are the two stories that I heard. So I want to start with a ma'ase that I heard. We say over from the Baal Shem, and the Baal Shem will say over this ma'ase. That was a king in a city that he would like, you know, and he had a koimer that the whole time convinced him to, you know, to do bad things to the yid. So the koimer dressed up like a yid and he went to, you know, to shmek what we could find by the yid. He came on Shabbos to the Yiddish Gagan and he sees the oilev standing outside doing Kiddush Levana. So he stands there, and Punky comes over when they say David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayim. So he goes over to a guy. He says, "Listen, you know, my parents died. I was a young kid. I just never knew nothing. I'm Amish. Maybe you could explain to me what you're saying, David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayim." He says, "Yeah, David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayim. This is our king, David HaMelech, Meshiyom Shel Yisrael. He's the one." So yeah, really, yeah. And what will happen? He will come. What do you mean? He will kill all the guys. We'll go to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, and what he will do to our king? Him is the first one to kill, such a bad king. The first one to kill. And when he's planning to come? Every minute. He goes to the king, he tells the king, come now, I'm telling you, things are going, this time it looks very serious. The king dresses up, and they run together, and they manage to grab the last guy there. The last guy says, what is David Melech Yisrael Chai Bekayim? So David Melech Yisrael, Mishim Shel Yisrael, what is he going to do? Kill all the guy. I want to our king, the first one, when he's coming, and every minute. So what is the guy says, listen, I'm very rushy now, but if you want, Motzei Shabbos, we have a Suda from Levi Malkin. The song is called Sudas David HaMelech, Suda de Meshicha. This is the Suda from Levi Malkin. Come to the Suda from David HaMelech, Motzei Shabbos, we'll explain to you there. They come to the Suda of Motzei Shabbos, they come into the Suda, and everyone is singing David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. And again, the king that dressed up, but the other guy, the guy said, this is my brother, you know, together with our parents, we grew, maybe you could explain to us a little bit more about David HaMelech. Say, yes, Ach Mishim Shal Yisrael, what are we going to do? Kill all the goyim. And our king, the first one, when he's coming now, you know from where he's coming? We don't know, but he's coming every minute from where he could come, every minute he could come. It's real? Well, for sure it's real. it's for sure real. And so the king goes to his house, he calls the head of the army, he says, right away, all of the army. Everyone comes, he says, listen, the son of David HaMelech is going to come now, I don't know from where he's coming, I want soldiers, and all the sides. He sends soldiers to all the sides, everyone is waiting. He sends two guys to take to call the Rav, tells the Rav, I want to see David HaMelech. The Rav tells him, I'm so sorry, but David HaMelech died 2,000 years ago. I was... half an hour ago, Levi Malka, everyone yelled, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. I asked what it means, they told me he's alive and he's coming. And you telling me that he died? I can't explain to you, he died, he's alive. The guy said, listen, I don't mind. You have 3 days. If in 3 days you don't bring David Melech to me, I'm killing everyone in the city. It doesn't make a difference. And I'm leaving the little kids alive and I'm making them to become not yet. So they try to explain to him, you go to Yerushalayim, it's a cave of David HaMelech, if you want to see it. The king says, doesn't make a difference. I was there, I heard everyone said, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Okay, the Rav is Gezer HaTainis, we cut in that Godl, everyone has to come to Shul, Davin Yemen V'Laila, there'll be a Yeshua. Everyone goes in Sunday in the morning in the Shul, they start to Davin. Was a Yid from the village, that lived in the village near to the city. And he would come every Sunday morning to sell a kind of vegetable. It was called ma'adonis. As a vegetable. He comes to sell the vegetable of ma'adonis. He sees no one is around. He walks into the shul. He sees everyone is fasting without shoes. He asks himself, Yom Kippur. He didn't know it's Yom Kippur. He doesn't know what to do. He runs over to the Rav. Rabbi, you know, I didn't know it's Yom Kippur. I ate today. I didn't. There's no shaykhus to Yom Kippur. It's a gzeire. So what is the gzeire? Tells the whole story. Says, Rabbi, I will take care of it. Rav says, please don't take care of it. He says, I will take care of it. He goes out. He goes to the Goyshe Gagan. He rents 3 big wagons with white horses. He dresses himself up nice. He comes in, he sits inside the 3rd wagon. He tells all the 3 balei agole straight to the king's house. When you come to the gate, they ask you what is happening. Say you bought David HaMelech. So he goes in. Then he stops them. He says, "Who you are? We bought David HaMelech." They run to the king. David HaMelech came. The king gets all excited. They bring him into the king. But the koymer told the king, you know, you don't know who is David HaMelech. So the Yidden could bring up someone that is dressed up and found that he's David HaMelech. So this is what the Kohen said, I know who is David HaMelech. This is what the Kohen told the king. When they tell you David HaMelech came, call me. So okay, he stands there. So the king says, listen, before I start, I have to call the Kohen to, you know, identify that you're David HaMelech. Village here thinks to himself, you know, every morning, every breakfast, Sunday, he sells to the Kohen also some Adonis. But the Kohen will come in, he will hop right away. The Kohen walks in, he tells the king, I don't need him. to prove to you that I am David HaMelech. I could tell you how you could know that I am David HaMelech. Chop off his head, I will connect it back. The Kamei yells, the king, you don't have to do that. He is David HaMelech. He is David HaMelech. It's for sure David HaMelech. It's for sure David HaMelech. So the king tells him, you David HaMelech? He says, yeah, Mashiach Shel Yisrael, yeah. What are you planning to go to all of the goyim? So listen, I'm planning to kill all of them, but you, I want to leave. Because I heard you're a very good king. And if you carry on like this, I will leave you forever. So the king says, sure, so what do you want from me? I want three things. First, Mevatel de Gzeire. I want that you will give 500 rubles that the Yidden could build a big shul. And that you parted the Yidden from taxes for the next 10 years. King signs all the things, he gives it to this village guy, he runs to the shul, he gives it to the Rav. The Rav sees Givaldik, Shakeach. But the village Yid tells the Rav, I could ask a small little favor, you know, I helped everyone. The Rav says, well, what do you want? No. The Rav could make a takana that everyone has to buy Madonna's by me. Like the Baal Shem, we are laughing. But yet sometimes a person does a big mitzvah. Could be Achzokas Teira. Could be Limut Teira. It's a big schar. He goes in the end, he becomes cheap like this little person. A shtickle covered after him, can chap narayim. Eilam Abba you have, you did so much. You sit and learn day and night. What do you want? They said over, when I was a bacher in Panovich, they would say over, that is a masmid, the biggest masmid in yeshiva. This is the joke. It was a joke, but this is what they said over, that he would go to sleep every night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and when he came to his bedroom, he would take off his shoes, not to wake up the roommates. But they said every time he davens, that they will wake up to see him doing it. A person sometimes could do everything with the right thing. He's such a bad sucker. Everything is good. He's the biggest person in the world. But maybe it's kedai just to drop it out that someone will hear and to lose everything. To lose the ganze olam haba. The ganze schar. This is the kreach of the yetzer. He makes you to look so cheap like this person. He saved the whole city. But Efshar could benefit from it. Efshar could have a small benefit from it. Someone will hear. A good word will come out of it. This is the krach of the Sitra Acha. He wants to steal, to take away. So I want a little bit tonight to speak about Chizuk and Divrei Torah. Every person in his Madrege felt it was a very Merumim Dike Shabbos, Shemim Chamishi, all different places in town. And again, I feel that this house became a Mochi Mikdash, a Tchole, to a whole shaykhus. It's a gewaldig gezach. I know Remoldcha personally for 2 years, and I think to myself, I know him already almost 20 years. I'll say more, but I'm not living so much, yeah? We know, famous Chazal, this thing, Be'etzem, by me, changed my life when I was a bacher. The famous question, Rabbi Kiva was on Ma'oretz for 40 years. Didn't learn. He went and he saw the water makes a hole in the rock. So Rabbi Kiva said, if the water could make a hole in the rock, the Torah could go inside me. So he became a Talmid Chacham. All of us know this famous Chazal, right? Avonim shochaku amayim. And the question is, if we know that if you see the water makes a hole in the rock, the Torah could go inside Rabbi Kiva and become a Talmid Chacham. So what is our problem? So I'm telling you now, all of you know that the water could make a hole in the rock. So why we don't become Rabbi Kiva? Why we don't become Rabbi Kiva? If what causes Rabbi Kiva to become a Rabbi Kiva, to know that the water could make a hole in the rock, so all of us know now that the water can make a hole in the rock, what do you say? You have to see it. So I had I had a very good idea. They make it as a clip. You see a rock, water, you know, makes a hole. Show it in all of the schools. You don't have to have Rabbeim anymore. Everyone will become Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was on Ma'oretz 40 years. Didn't learn a word. The water made a hole in the rock, he became Rabbi Kiva. If this is what it's all about, so why we don't do that? So I had So the answer on this question changed my life. I have to tell you that I was a bocher in Kol Torah. So the last night, the way it was when I learned in Kol Torah, the Mesibas Preda, when a bocher left, I don't know how it's today in the yeshivas, but in my days, that one of the last nights of yeshiva, all your best friends came over to you after Meir, and they told you, tonight. And from that moment, with all your friends, you had to stay in this Medrash to learn straight till the morning. They rested in the afternoon. You didn't rest. This was the way to say goodbye. This was the way when I was a bocher, this was the way. Tonight. I remember we were learning Masechta Gittin. My friends came over to me after Maghrib. Tonight. And we ate supper and we started to learn in this Medrash. We're learning hours and hours. It was 3 o'clock in the night. And we heard that scream. Ooh. It's a holiday. We learned Starker. 3:30 again. Ooh. We learned even Starker. 4 o'clock also. Then 4:15 already. It was quiet. 4:30. 4:45. 5 o'clock. We didn't hear it. In the morning, we heard that a building near the yeshiva was an old lady that fell off her bed in the middle of the night. She was screaming to help, and no one came. I felt terrible. I could have saved a neshama of a person. So my kabbalah was on myself to fix this. Yadeinu leishavchu. The next time that I hear a scream, doesn't make a difference if it's dangerous, if it's Arabs with guns, I'm running to save. I'm not a strong person, but doesn't make a difference. This will be my kapoveh. The next scream, I'm there. Fighting doesn't make a difference. Even if two missiles nefesh. This will be my kapoveh. Doesn't make a difference. This was the end of the winter's man. It was exactly, you know, it was managed like 2 days ago. 2 days ago, 25 years ago maybe. Was 2 days ago. Okay, I finished Pesach. I came to Panovich. The third day of Zman, I'm walking 12 o'clock by night near the yeshiva, like it was an old building, and I hear a scream. I said, here's the Nisayan. I ran, I broke the door in. The door fell mamish in. And I saw something that all of my life I knew about. It was the first time that I'm there. And hopefully I will be invited to such places again. Was sitting there 20 choshev talmidei chachamim skeinim. I knew alamol. I heard about it that the gedolei hador get together and they give musa to each other. I was never invited to such a place. Hopefully one day I will be. And they were sitting there, and the door just breaks in, and this young bacher. And I remember the one that was speaking is living. Most of the people there are not living today. And he looks at me, and like I'm shocked. And with a finger, he just tells me like. I sit down frozen. I'm telling you, my life changed from that evening. And I'm saying it lechivas remolcha. I'm sharing with you some of my personal life story. And the question that he was asking, if to change the water, how it could be? Rabbi Akiva is on the olives for 40 years. And because the water makes a hole in the stone, he starts to learn, and he answers the following. The first line will not, it's not what I'm trying to take out of the story. But we'll get to the second line. That's first what he answers. He said like this, Rabbi Akiva tried to learn all of his life. And just, it never went. It never went. He never managed. He was so stabbed, gaulish. He was so tick. He couldn't understand. He saw the water could make a hole in the stone. He said, if the water can make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go inside me. Why by us it doesn't work? Take a chair. Why by us it doesn't work? We are not so excited to learn. So what if the water makes a hole in the stone? Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn, just didn't go. He was so frustrated. Chazal say, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, k'shayisi amoretz, ayisi oimo mi ten li talmid chochem v'nashchenu kechamo." He was frustrated. Then he saw it as a chance. He tried again, but we are not so interested. This didn't change my life. This line, yeah. But he said the next line. But listen carefully. So he said, "So listen, what is going on here? Rabbi Akiva is going around in the world 40 years, Am Oretz can read Aleph Beis. But what neshama is there? Chazal say when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu every generation, Dor Dor VeDorshov, he wrote Akiva Ben Yosef. Shoyo Yosef VeDoyresh Tilei Tilim Shel Alocha Al Kutz VeKutz. You know, there's a Kutz, the Sefer Torah, and the Kosher one, they have Kutzim on top of the letters. And every Kutz, I don't know even one Alocha and one Kutz, only they can't touch, yeah? Tilei Tilim Shel Alocha Al Kutz VeKutz. Omar, so Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bashefer, Tno al Yodoi. Yesh lecho Akiva ben Yosef bo ilomecho at noisen teiro al Yodoi? Omar, shtoik. Kach ol sa machshob. Kach ol sa machshob. Shtoik. Kach ol sa machshob. Rabbi Akiva was kivyochel even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. But what was his nisoyen in this world? Not the street. Not that he doesn't want to learn. I'm a nobody. What already could be out of me? What already I could come? This was his Nisoyan. And he was 40 years old. And then he got a stoop and he pushed and he made it. And he yelled. Yeah, he yelled at the Rosh Hashiva there, but was it? Who knows in the people that are sitting in this room? He said. How much Rabbi Akivas are sitting here? And they think, yeah, maybe a poem asechtes. They will come up to the Shemaim, they will show him, only think what would happen if Rabbi Akiva would not push himself. 40 years old, he would not go to learn. He said, listen, I tried my best. He'll be a very fine yid. Help everyone, mitzvahs, chesed, everything. Come up to the Shemaim, they'll tell him, in Shuldik, you could have been Rabbi Akiva. Who knows how much Rabbi Akivas are sitting in this room? So I know what everyone answers here. If I will be stupid, maybe I'm Rabbi Akiva. But because I could learn a little bit, but everyone here could learn at least more from Rabbi Akiva before. Yeah. So Mistama, you're a double Rabbi Akiva. Mistama, you're a double Rabbi Akiva. And don't think it's only Rabbi Akiva. Taisa says, you know, his father-in-law, because she married this Amoritz, kicked his daughter out of his house. And he didn't give her nothing, and he made a neder. Because you married Amoritz, I'm not giving you nothing. Then when Rabbi Akiva became a Talmud Chochem, they wanted to make a Toras Nedorim. So in that Toras Nedorim, they asked him, if you will know a Mishnah, if you knew that your son-in-law will know one day something, you will make a Neder? He said, no. So they will not do the Neder. So Tesis asked, he doesn't understand. And Poyschim Ben Oilad. V'yishloimar chazoke hoylech lilmoid nasi godl. Everyone. The Yitzhahore has a koyach. All the people that are sitting here have to learn. This is a Yitzhahore that doesn't belong to the people that are sitting here. They're tonight doing different things. Yeah? Some of them. Yeah? But it's a Yitzhahore for people that are learning and are steiging and are kuveyayitim. Yeah! What already could be? Ready? What could be for me already? Yeah. I'm not cut for it. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old, cannot read Aleph Beis, and he's trying all of his life, because if not, the water will not change him. And the Yitzhahore could give him a kriach, you are nobody. Nothing could come out of you. The Yitzhahore has such a kriach. When a person pushes, the ganze kriach, Rabbi Akiva can come out of it. And a person has to know, as a siyata dishmaya, they say over a moshul was a king, had a big palace, 100 floors. Every floor was like 100 steps, the marble. He built this huge palace. It was open, Shchodesh Nisan. Somebody wants the Olam to come to see the palace. So he put up signs that Sunday morning it's opening, 10 o'clock. The first 10 people that will get to the top in 2 hours, everyone gets $1 million. Before in the morning already, all of the tall, big, you know, players, everyone was there, you know, standing up, ready to open the door. They'll run up the steps. They open the door, and everyone is starting to run up the steps. Running, running, running. After half an hour, we have 100 people holding there. They're holding in 10th floor. Big marble steps. 50% of them say, half an hour, 10. We have 100 floors. Doesn't make sense. 50 go down, the other 50 try to run. They're running another half an hour. They make another 10 steps. They look at each other. 20 steps, 100 steps an hour, another 30 drop off. But another 20, they push and they push and they run. Another half an hour, 30 steps. They look at each other. 15 of them go down, but 5 are left. And they start to run, very strong, pushing, pushing. In 20 minutes, they manage to make another 10 floors. Okay? Holding the floor 40, there's another 60 floors, 10 more minutes. Another 3 drop, 2 people are left. They try very quickly, another 5 minutes to make one more floor, floor 41. They look at each other. The guy tells his friend, listen, 5 more minutes, there's no point, I'm going down. I can't breathe already. You know, we almost barely can't move. The guy tells him, you know, we're already still here to try. He says, listen, I'm telling you, now I understand why the king offered us money. There's no way to make it anyways. I'm telling you, if you will carry on, you will die in the middle of the steps. No one will find your body. Come down with me now. You have a little bit of kindness. We'll slip down the steps. The other guy says, I will make it. He's pushing and he's pushing. You know, he can't even walk the steps. He's climbing in the steps. 4 minutes, he manages to get to floor 42. He gets to floor 42. He looks, he sees this big elevator. He presses the button like a Manhattan one, yeah? He presses the button, and 1 minute, he's up in floor 100. I wanted to tell you, as they gave us in learning, everyone in his madrega, the Tzahori cannot stop us. He could make us that it's very, very hard. But in the minute that it's very hard, the elevator comes. I wasn't such an elevator. But not every time the elevator has to be to floor 100. You know, I don't know how they have it in America. It's like this came for the kids, you know, ladders and zach, yeah? So you have the, you know, sometimes the ladder takes you a little bit. But it's alamol, as they gave us. You know, Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. Listen very carefully. Chazal tell us, in the way to the Akedah, the Satan came like water. And he went. The water was up to his knees, to his stomach, to his neck, up to his mouth. Bo mayim ad nefesh. Vayigar Hashem basotan. The Satan goes away. And Avraham goes to the Akedah. What would it be if a second before, when the water was up to his neck, Avraham Avinu would say, I'm an older man. It's very dangerous. I could slip. I'll go back. Yeah, you know, none of insurance. I'll slip. What was I? So what would happen? What would happen? You know what would happen? So all of you will answer me, you know what would happen? Avraham Avinu would come home and we would not have the Akedah, right? Something else would happen. What would happen if Avraham Avinu, when the water, before it came to his mouth, it came up to his neck, he would say, listen, I'm an old man, it's very dangerous, I can't do it to the Akedah, and he will turn back home. What would happen? You know what would happen to Avraham Avinu? Not only that he would not make the Akedah, he would come home with wet clothes, right? Now that he walked one more step, and Hashem yelled on the Sultan, was never water, it didn't exist. A lot of times people have it very hard in life, so they give up. I can't dive into today, I can't learn today, I can't. So they left home, and this attack looks impossible. But if they would do the next step, Hashem would make that the difficult disappear. Didn't exist. You're right, suddenly you say, but look how hard it was. Yeah, the Nisayon is very, very hard. But when you pass the Nisayon, it was not there. It's a dream. Vayigar Hashem basotan. Someone written a letter to Rav Hutner, I can't anymore, I can't anymore. I'm so excited. Why? It means you're mamish in the edge. In a minute it's going to be good. If it's so hard for you that you can't anymore, it's going to stop. If you tell me you could, I feel bad for you, who knows how long you're going to suffer. You told me you can't anymore, I know it's going to change in a second. This is our shtarkai, this is our emunah. And every person could pass. And every person could push. And every part of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Boni matem la'Hashem Elokeichem. We say Yadid Nefesh over Rachamon. He's a Yadid. He's a father and he's a Rachmon. Mo, you have a father, but a Nishkin Rachmon. Amol Rachmon, but a Nishkin Yadid. Amol, he can't do. He could do what he wants, and he's a Yadid Nefesh over Rachamon. He loves us. He just wants us to grow. He wants us to be Matzliach. A person could. Two things that came out tonight. One thing, everyone has to push. Everyone could grow, everyone could push. And number two, remember, after you matzliach in life, don't sell it for cheap. Nishfa ma'adonis. Don't sell it for ma'adonis. Bez Hashem, we'll be zeichet hake, that this year will be Beis HaMikdash, we'll be zeichet lechem, lezlochem, lepsochem, Bez Hashem, izdoch.
Amen.